Hey, before I start today's episode, I want to tell you that Tally Tumblers are finally here. Yes, the long wait is finally over. I have yard game tumblers, tennis tumblers, and even a tumbler especially for golf. Oh my gosh. So these tumblers are stainless steel, rotating rings, keep track of your score, so you'll never lose track of that score while playing your favorite backyard game. How perfect is that? You could get your tumbler right now at tallytumbler.com. Use promo code TALLY10, save some money, grab yourself a tumbler, and have some fun. Play, sip, score. Tally Tumbler.
This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what is up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today we are playing Swashball. Yes, yes. This game is brand new to the yard game scene. It hasn't been out that long. It is a fun beach game just in time for summer. This game gives you some nice bocce balls that sets you up in a way to where you could play like your own. It's almost like a skee ball game, mixing bocce and skee ball, but it's called Swashball. Yes, and fun fact, Swashball is the name. Swash is like that narrow channel of water that's right between, I guess, the beach and the actual shoreline. Didn't even know that. I live at the beach the whole time. Little swash water. I love it. I love the name. I love the game. I love bocce. So this game is perfect because, hey, if you don't feel like playing bocce, play some swash or mix and match. You know, you get two games for one. That's awesome. I have the owner on the line, Kevin Lankford, coming out of the Carolinas, and we are talking all about Swashball today. So links are in the show notes. Give them a follow, check out the game, and if you are at the beach, you need to have this game because something new, something different, and everybody loves a fun beach game. So, hey, let's get into this chat. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Oh, not much, man. Just enjoying this this nice weather we're having. A little overcast, but I'll take it, man, as long as it's, you know, not too humid, so.
Ah, that's good. Yeah, the weather's not too bad here. But where are you from?
So I grew up in Kentucky, but I've been in Charlotte and then just south of Charlotte in a small town called Fort Mill since the mid-90s and then back in, like, 2006, 2007. So I've been here kind of off and on, but. So close to the beach, and 757, that's a Virginia area code, right?
Yes, it is. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Just the beach is in the name.
Okay. Well, you're a lot closer to the beach than I am then.
let's hop right into it. I mean, you got to go to the beach a lot if you have a beach game, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I every chance I get, I bring it because it's photo ops, and I mean, being 3.5 hours from it, you know, whenever I go, I bring it. So just gives me a chance to photo op, you know, pictures and videos for social media and stuff.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. So how did you develop the game, and who's all in the business with you?
So it's really just me. My daughter helps me with the social media stuff, but it's really just me. The game was basically came about from playing bocce ball on the beach and just kind of no disrespect to that game.
But yeah.
We just we were just a little like my brothers and I are competitive. So we were measuring off and saying I'm closer and we just weren't really having a lot of fun. So I said, well, let's take the balls and do this. And because we love cornhole, we like to play cornhole. And so I said, let's take the balls and make three holes and kind of pretend, you know, whatever, just kind of made it up on the fly. And as we started doing it, we were having fun jumping up and down. And again, we're competitive, so that kind of helped. And people started coming up to us and kind of saying, what are you guys playing? So later that evening at the beach house, we just we were talking about how much fun it was and how we were kind of mad that we didn't come up with it earlier in the week, because that would happen to be our last day on the beach. So from that point on, I said, well, you know, it would be easy to make. And that's where it started. It really started on the beach.
Nice. That's awesome. I do feel like this is a perfect beach game if, like, you already are playing bocce and just want to do something else. So it works out perfectly.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, super. It's obviously, I mean, I do use bocce balls, but I just started actually getting manufacturer in China to make the balls. So they're going to be, my own colors and custom colors as opposed to the bocce balls that you buy. But anyway, it's a super easy game. And, like you said, it kind of, having a bocce ball set there, it's kind of versatile too. So you got two games in one.
Yeah. So, how did you come up with the name? I don't know how that correlates.
Actually, that was probably one of the hardest parts, because, you know, we wanted it to stand out. So we just kind of, you know, started, you play on a flat surface. You cannot play this game where it's the sand is, you know, fluffy or where, you know, soft. You have to play on a flat surface. And just through looking up some ocean terms, we found out that obviously it's the tide water that makes the sand flat, right? Mm-hmm. High tide, low tide. Mm-hmm. But the white part, the suds, sometimes they look like suds or you know, soapy suds, that's called swash. And so along with that and the tide, obviously that's what makes high tide will flatten out, you know, the upper part of the beach. And that's where you have to play. So that's where that's how we came up with it. Was just kind of looking at the terminology, looking up ocean terms, and then again, kind of that's exactly where you need to play on the beach, where it's flat and kind of sloped. So that's what we came up with.
Dang, that's awesome. I lived at the beach and I really didn't even know that, but knowing that you incorporated into the game, that's even better. So I like it. I dig the name.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of the word either, but I guess you can find anything on Google.
Exactly. That's cool, man. So what version would you say you're on from, like, the original concept? Like, seeing it now, it's like fully out. Like, how many times did it take you to get to that iteration of it?
So the name and the colors and the logo have never changed. We're probably on, I've been selling it actively now for about a little over 2 years. I've got a website and obviously all the social media outlets. But I would say we're, from a standpoint of rules and kind of the game evolving, we're probably on maybe number three. And it's just, we went from having three holes to four. And the first time there was just, I think, 10, 20, and 30, and we never had an automatic win. And then we went 10, 20, 30, automatic win. And now it's down, now it's to 10, 20, and an automatic win. And the game has always been to 100. So really, the how to win, I shouldn't say how to win, but just the scorekeeping has evolved, and really the components that come with the game. So
I mean, three's not that bad. It takes people sometimes a lot more than that, so that's good.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's well, when you had four, you know, I gave it to friends to try out, and they would say it's really hard, and I'm like, well, what game isn't hard? You know, I think cornhole is hard. You know, I'm horrible at cornhole, but they would, you know, so I said, well, that's an easy fix. You just move the holes a little closer. But then the more I started talking to people and playing it, I said, let's just get rid of the 30-point hole and do 10, 20, and the automatic win. And the automatic win is what makes it interesting, because you can be losing, you know, 80 to 10 and hit the automatic win. So it is, the automatic win is 15, 16, 17, 18. About 24 feet away from where you stand.
Oh, okay.
So there's a player line, and that's where you stand. And then the first hole is about 15 feet away. The second hole is 21 feet away. So The first hole is 15 feet. The second hole is 18 feet. And the automatic wind hole is 21 feet away from where you stand. So it's not, you know, it's not impossible, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
The 10 point's probably the only easy hole.
Okay.
Because it's also the bigger. So the first hole is 8 inches in diameter. The second hole is 6 inches in diameter. And then the third hole is 4 inches. And I actually have hole guides that you plant into the sand and then remove the sand out of the hole guides. So it essentially makes it a big golf hole, like from on a green. So again, the first hole is 8 inches in diameter. Yeah. Then it goes to six. And that's 3 feet farther away from the 10 point hole. And then the automatic wind hole is 4 inches in diameter. And I think it is the diameter of a golf hole, actually. And that's 21 feet away. So it's not impossible, but it's not easy either.
Yeah. Well, so you just explained all of that. Take me through the typical gameplay. Like, how are you set up? Who's going first? Like, what's the scoring like? Like, take us through all that.
Yeah. So basically, you just, there's two trenches. You always make a trench with, I usually just use the heel of my foot. Mm-hmm. And you make a trench to the right side of the holes closest to the ocean so the balls don't roll in. And you really do play, you know, far enough away from the water so where you're not ever impacted by that. But if a ball starts to roll and you're playing on a steep enough area, it can roll away. So you put a trench there, and then you put the player line, which is, think of it like a free throw line. It's what you stand behind. And then from there, you just count off 15 feet. You make the first hole. The second hole is 3 feet past that in a straight line. And then the third hole is 3 feet past that, also in a straight line. So then, no rhyme or reason who goes first. You just, it's you can rock, paper, scissors. Okay. And then from there, you play to 100. So again, the first hole is 10 points. The second hole is 20. And then the third hole is automatic win.
Nah.
On the website, you know, I have suggestions on how to make it harder and how to make it easier. But basically, it's and I've kind of adopted some cornhole rules. Like if you're playing a one-on-one game and both players make an equal amount of balls in the same hole, you can cancel the points out like you do in cornhole. But for the most part, you know, the general game is you don't have to hit 100 points exactly. There's no canceling out of points if the teams make the balls in the same hole or get the same amount of, you know, balls in a hole.
Okay.
There is no canceling out of points. It's just first player to hit 100 or pass it wins, or first player to hit automatic win, obviously, because that ends the game. So, I mean, a game could take a minute long or it could take 10 minutes long, but that's the cool part about it is I've never really played a game that lasted more than 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, you can sit there and play multiple rounds, you know, for as long as you want.
Yeah, so. That's cool. And can you play with like more than just one player? So you have like four players, kind of like bocce, or two?
Yeah, so you can do one-on-one and you can do two-on-two. If you play with three players, so just one-on-one-on-one, so to speak, there's only two colors. So you can play with three players, but you would just have to pay more close attention to where the balls land and scoring, because two players are going to have the same color of balls. So you would just really have to pay attention more to the score. But yeah, it's up to, you could play up to four players. So we one on one, two on two, or three players playing individually.
Very cool. That seems pretty straightforward and just fun. And like I said, it's a good mix up. So you could do something else while you're on the beach. So I like it. I like it.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it's simple. It really is. Not a lot of rules, and you know, you see the games on the market out there today, and obviously, there's been a lot of games that have come out with portable versions and lighter versions, but it's really the eight balls in a carrying case and the hole guides. There's three hole guides, and they come with a tote bag, so. Yeah, you know, it's super easy to carry around. It doesn't not heavy at all. I think the whole thing is 3 pounds, and that's basically from the balls. The whole guides come from super thin PVC pipe.
Okay.
That's not even considered Schedule 40. It's actually pipe used in like drainage. So it's very thin wall type of PVC.
Nice. And where are you getting it manufactured or like assembled?
So that's an awesome question. So the balls I was obviously buying either on Amazon or discount stores and then painting them. And I did everything to the balls to make the paint. I prepped them and I made to make the paint stick.
Yeah.
And with the sand and sand being abrasive and just the nature of painting plastic in general, it inevitably chips off. So now I'm having the balls made in China. So the same companies that make the bocce balls are making this, but I'm doing two custom colors. And I'm going to get my first batch of 1,000 sets here. And it's leaving that port May the 29th, I believe, leaving where it's being made from. The bags are also made in China, meaning the tote bags. And the only thing that's made here are the PVC pipe. And what I do is I buy it in 10-foot sections. And I get the 4-inch diameter at Home Depot because it's in stock. But the two larger diameters, I have to get that at a, believe it or not, an agricultural supply store in Nebraska. So I have tried to source it out and find closer. There's even a PVC manufacturing company here in Charlotte, but they make the heavier Schedule 40 stuff. So so I get the two, I buy it in 10-foot lengths. The two larger diameters, I get those in 10-foot lengths shipped from Nebraska. And then the 4-inch diameter pipe I get at Home Depot here at my local Home Depot. So then I just cut them down using a miter saw. Put the point value and the logo on each one of them, and there you go.
I like that it's a little bit homemade in a sense, because it's like you're really sourcing it. You're down getting things locally. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely, yeah. So you got China, you got Nebraska,
yeah.
and in my local Home Depot.
Yes, I love it.
All right, guys. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll be right back after this short break. If you haven't heard of Turtle Ball, you need to elevate your beach game or anywhere there's sand. It is literally beer pong for the sand. All you do is dig your little turtle shell. Actually, it's a coconut shell, all environmentally friendly, into the sand, play just like beer pong. But you don't even have to put it in a triangle. You could put the shells however you want them. So, Toss Talk listeners, they get 20% off their purchase of a Turtle Ball set. Use promo code TOSSTURTLE20. That's TOSSTURTLE20. Link is in the show notes. Check them out. Check them out on Instagram. Like I said, elevate your beach game with Turtle Ball. All right, so welcome back. Let's get back into this chat. Next question. So you have a brand new product. What do you want people to like know about it that may not be just easy right off the back that you'd say what people would pick up? What do you want your customers to know about your product that's special?
Well, I would say the question I always get a lot is, you know, can you play it anywhere other than the beach? And the answer is no, unless you want to dig holes in your yard. But in that sense, you know, why are you play cornhole? So it is definitely a beach game, but so that's kind of the most common thing I get. But I think people look at it. First of all, every time we play, I just told you I went to Hilton Head 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I never got more people come. There's always people that come up and ask, what are you playing and where do you get it and all that stuff. But Hilton Head, for some reason, I was pulled away from the game for several times, a lot of times for 10 minutes at a time talking to people about it. So the one thing is, I'm competitive. I love games in general, but to me, it's addicting. So that's the one, the one thing. It's just really fun. And because the games, again, can be decided in 1 minute or 10 minutes, You can sit there and play multiple rounds. You can play with teams. You can play one-on-one. So it's just a very fun game. And like I said, after we made it up and played it, we were really mad that we didn't think about the game early in the week, because that was our last game on the beach. And we played it for a solid like 3 or 4 hours before we stopped. So it's just really fun. And before you know it, you know, you got several rounds in. So
I could see that happening, because, you know, growing up here on the beach, and I was at the beach this past weekend, like there's tons of people out there and they're not really playing. I mean, they're playing some games, but not as easy as a game like this to set up, and like,
right,
could be super enjoyable. Cause some easy games, they're not that much fun. You play a couple rounds, you know, you're done with it. But
yeah,
I know for me, like bocce ball, I could play a ton of rounds, and I know other people still like to play and play a ton of rounds. So that's good that you got a versatile game that you could switch. If you're not playing bocce, yeah, you could play something else in the afternoon. So I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, the whole guides, one of the suggestions have been made to do a shovel. But you know, I thought about it and I'm like, the two trenches, if you used a shovel, that would be more time consuming than just using the heel of your foot. And really, one of the holes is too small for even a shovel to fit into. So,
yeah,
you know, you do your hand, you twist the hole guides in there as far as you can. And then you have to, you know, carve out some sand with your hand. And it is a little, you know, it's not difficult by any stretch of the imagination, but it probably takes a good, you know, 7 to 10 minutes to set up. But if you've got two people doing it, you know, it's easy. But so yeah, it's simple, very simple game, not a lot of rules, and like I said, just really fun once it's all set up.
Yeah, I love that. Next question: what do you feel has been the most challenging part of setting up, like your distribution and like supply chain? What have you like personally ran into a struggle with?
I would obviously have to say, maybe it's because it's more recent. But again, getting the sourcing the hole guides, and then also, the custom colored balls, because again, you've got, while the price is good, freight is super high.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's more than quadruples the price of the balls when you factor in the freight from China. Now maybe that'll go down. But, you know, you see the price of one set and you're like, whoa, like that's crazy low. But then you don't really think about the freight. But then when you get 1,000, I forget the pound, the total weight, but it's 3,000 pounds.
Oh my God.
Because each set is 3 pounds. So 3,000 pounds, and it's obviously shipped, you know, over the ocean. So it's expensive. So, but again, so I would say that's been the biggest challenge, is just, you know, it cuts into the
yeah,
or it makes it a little bit higher cost. And then I can deal with the pole guides coming from Nebraska. But again, you know, if that stuff was local, or, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about that freight either, because shipping 10 foot pipe in a box from Nebraska to Charlotte isn't cheap either. So that's probably been, it's just, and I've tried, you know, again, tried to source everything as local as possible, but it's just hard. So
yeah,
that's probably been the biggest challenge.
No, yeah, that part does get difficult, piecing all those parts together. Good job for you at least piecing it together enough to get a product out, because that could be a hiccup for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. And The balls were an investment. If I had one regret, or if I could probably do one thing over again, it would probably be just start from the beginning doing that. Because every set I've sold to date, I know for a fact the paint is chipped off, and the people look and they say, well, these are just bocce balls. But what I'm going to do is, when I get the sets in, I'm sending a free set to every customer I have sent the product to. I'm going to ask them to pay for freight if they want, but if they say no, then I'll ship it to them anyway. Because, you know, I'd rather have that reputation and rather have that quality. And so that's my one regret. I wish I would have just bit the bullet up front, But, you know, up front, you have the website cost, and you have, I do a ton of advertising on Instagram and Facebook, so you have that cost. So I didn't do that, but that's been my one thing I would do over again is just bite the bullet and make that investment up front and get the custom colors. And that way, you know, there is no doubt out there. But I am going to do that. I've made the commitment to when that shipment comes in, I'm going to send every customer that's ordered a set a game. Yeah. I'm going to send them just the custom color.
Yeah, I love that because like we need more businesses, you know, like you and like yourself that are dedicated. You know, you found out that, hey, this doesn't quite work and I want to make it right. You know, it's tough because not everybody gets it right. And yeah, you want to make it up to your customer. They believe in your product. So show them that you got your back or you got their back. So that's awesome, man.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
So next question. So while you're playing on the beach and, you know, people are walking up to you, what's like a misconception or like what's something that they say about the game like right away that's like maybe out of left field or something? Like,
there hasn't been anything too weird.
Yeah.
What surprises them is when they ask a question, I always go, well, I can answer that because I made the game up. And they're like, oh, what?
Yes.
That's always kind of always, I think, surprises them. They just literally come up and say, well, what are you playing? And then they say, how do you win? And so a lot of times the hole guides are not, you can't really see them unless you're right over them. So when they see that, they realize, oh, okay, this isn't just eight balls. It's actually, there's some other components to it. But I think the biggest surprise they have is just that, you know, when I was in Hilton Head last week, a woman said, oh, wow, so you're an inventor. And like, I just like games. I've never invented anything in my life. I just like games and had a brainstorm one day. But so anyway, that's always been kind of an interesting reaction that I encounter. But a lot of times it's just, How do you play and how do you win? So
yeah, well, I mean, don't sell yourself too short. You invented a game. I mean, it is a little like skee ball, putting things like bocce together. So it's not like out of left field. You just saw a different avenue and put two and two together. Exactly. So it's perfect.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, there's some. Occasionally I get the not necessarily people walking up to me on the beach, but they. Actually, I have had one say, you know, can you play it somewhere else? You have to be on the beach.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah, unless you like big holes in your yard and, you know, trip hazards in your backyard, I wouldn't suggest that.
Hey, so. Well, I mean, maybe you can invent or make a land version. That could be the second iteration. Have some flags you can put up or something. I don't know. Just ideas.
Yeah. There you go. No, there's... it's funny. I have started talking about like, you know, swashball extreme. And then my daughter just looks at me and says, just dad, stop, concentrate on the first one right now.
That's so true. That is true.
She keeps me in check. So.
Yeah, I do. Cause me for myself, like I started Tally Tumblr. I have like a bocce ball league and everything. So I'm constantly like, well, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do this. It's like, hold on. I need to concentrate and stick to this for right now before you switch to something else. So it is good.
Absolutely. No, you're a Tally Tumblr. That was cool, man. I really thought that was a cool product. And I mean, you think about it, how many times playing any game do you lose track of score?
Oh, my God.
You know, unless you have.
Yeah.
Every time.
All the time.
I've been in backyard parties. Yeah, I've been in backyard parties where people have like makeshift scoreboards and stuff. But
yeah,
on the beach, that's not going to happen. And at most parties, that's not even going to happen. So, that's a cool product.
Man. I appreciate that. Very cool. Yeah. And just from being in the league and everything, like I have different scoreboards in my league. But even with that, people still forget all the time. And every time I'm out playing, like sometimes I forget because I start chatting and we're like playing and we're like, hold on, what's the score again?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what you're playing. If you have to keep score, it's gonna happen. A task. There's always somebody that tracks it well, but most people don't.
So. Yeah. Oh man, this is good stuff. Let's get into some random questions. Let the listeners get to know a little bit different side of you. All right.
All right.
So you're having a party, you're having people over. Yep. What's your go-to dish to make?
So I'm not much of a chef, but I do. I've had, you know, I'm being born and raised in Kentucky, raised in Kentucky. Really, it's, I consider it my home. Mm-hmm. Big Derby guy, so every year I do a Derby party, yeah. And so that's the one time I'm adventurous enough to cook. So I do. I like to do different sliders. So it could be like, you know, Southwest turkey or ham and cheese or cheeseburger sliders. So it makes it a perfect party food, or nice. Even tailgating or party game, because, you know, you put five on your plate and, you know, finger food, so to speak. So that's probably my go-to.
I love that.
Very easy to make too.
I do enjoy a nice turkey slider. Yeah. Especially with some Hawaiian rolls. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's what makes it. So
yes,
that's kind of my, that's what I would bring if I went to a party, just something easy. Or, you know, you can always go with the Chick-fil-A nuggets, but I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a cop out. That's something cheating. If you're, yeah, it's cheating. Yeah. Yeah.
Cheating. Sure.
I'll take some turkey sliders all day. next question. So what's your favorite backyard game besides swashball?
You know, I would say I'm from Ohio, and I mean, I lived in Ohio, and actually I was born in Ohio, lived in Kentucky, and I've was raised in Kentucky and lived there for a while, but I've also spent a ton of time, and I have lived in Ohio, and Ohio is where cornhole originated, the game of cornhole.
Oh yeah.
I am horrible at cornhole. I'm horrible at it. However, my brothers are really good and my dad loves it. So we typically play it, and I do have fun playing cornhole, but I'm just not good at it. It's very frustrating to me. I always like, you know, I'm always like people doing golf, high hook or slice. I'm always hooking and slicing the bags. And I just, you know, so I do enjoy playing it, but it's more from the aspect of because I'm playing my brothers and, you know, it's a family thing, and we enjoy playing that. So I would have to say that game. I'd love playing like wiffle ball. So wiffle ball is always a good fun game to play. You know, you nice and safe. No one's going to hit it and break a window or anything.
Yeah.
Hit it 3 yards over. So it's fun.
I know. We've had a bunch of wiffle ball like leagues pop up around here. It's still pretty fun. I would enjoy a good wiffle ball game. I haven't played in a while, but I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah, as long as you don't have, I saw on TV the other night somebody throwing or maybe it was a viral video or something. But anyway, the guy threw a ball and that thing, it did a couple 380s. And
oh, are you talking about like a blitz ball or something? It's like a special type of ball. Yeah.
Wiffle ball. I mean, he literally had so much action on it. And the guy was like, he didn't even swing. He saw it. He's like, anyway, so as long as someone's not that skilled at it, it could be a fun game.
Oh man!
Or somebody, if somebody is that skilled, they're going to be they're going to have a perfect game and pitch a no hitter. So.
All right. Next question. So this may be controversial, but if you had to get rid of a yard game or a sport, what would it be?
Wow. Let's see.
What's your least favorite thing?
It doesn't have to necessarily be a yard game.
Yeah, it'd be a sport. Yeah.
Okay. I would probably sit here and brag about cornhole, but I would say,
get rid
I
of it.
Because I'm so frustrated. It's a frustrating game. Golf is frustrating too.
Yeah.
But again, golf is one of those games where you have to, if you don't play enough, you have to just tell yourself, look, go out and have fun.
Yeah.
Because golf is like anything. It's just, it's probably the most difficult sport I've ever played. And I do enjoy playing it, but it's probably one of the more frustrating. So I'll spare cornhole since I've already talked about that, and I'll take golf.
Oh, throw golf under the bus. All right. All good. All good. next question. What do you say is the most influential book you've read?
So, you know, I do have a couple of, just a saying that I go by. But when it comes to books, though, I'm actually a fiction fan. And I like Ruth Ware and I like Stephen King books. So right now I'm reading The Outsider, which is a Stephen King book. And I've read almost all of the Ruth Ware books. They're not inspirational. They're just fiction. They're more suspense type of adventure type of feels to the story. But from a standpoint of a saying, I just have don't. My saying is don't settle in whatever you do, because if you sit and settle for average or mediocre, then you know, why try anyway? So my, you know, I don't really have a motivational book per se, yeah, but I do have a couple of sayings, and one of my big ones is just don't settle. It doesn't matter if you're painting your wall or you're coming up with a game. You know, don't do it half-assed.
Yeah,
so, do the best you can and within your means. And so that's kind of what the motto I live by.
I like that. I actually read an adventure book not too long ago. Well, actually, no, it's probably like 5 years now, but there's something about the adventure. I don't even know if there was like a meaning at the end of it. It was just taking me on the journey in the book that I was like, I dig it. Like, it wasn't even that great of an adventure. I can't even think of the name of it now, but it was actually just, it was really entertaining for some reason. I couldn't put it down, but I'm all about that type though. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the writing style. There's some books I can pick up and I just can't even get past page two because of how they tell the story. But I tend to just flock to the authors that just kind of, you know, they're obviously descriptive and they don't sit there and make you figure out a puzzle, you know? Yeah, so
that's good. Next question. So what's the most interesting place you've traveled?
I would say Alaska. I went on an Alaskan cruise in 2000.
I was just looking up Alaska cruises. I want to go in the summertime. That's awesome.
I'm telling you, man. I tell everyone, put it on your bucket list. It's amazing. Most of the ships go to the same places, but there's a smaller ship. The smaller the ships is, they can obviously go into fjords and whatnot, where you can really go on, you know, some pretty narrow canals and then dead end into huge 5-story icebergs. Or you can do, you know, the larger cruises and sail into, you know, larger ports. But it's just what I always just tell people what it is you just realize how much untouched land. And then when you always see some sort of land on most of the cruise, and you just see every color imaginable and every, you know, it's just amazing.
That
so
is awesome.
The colors and the landscape was what was my favorite part of the trip. All the excursions and the ports were cool, but the best part was being at sea and just seeing the nature and all the untouched land. It was amazing.
That is awesome. No, I was literally just doing research on what to do in Alaska, going on the cruise versus like flying in, because they made a cool thing where it's like a sky bus pass where you can, like, wherever little airport you get to, you can go to like another spot in like 30 minutes and you just have like a 1-day ticket to go different places.
Oh, wow.
Fly in and out of, like, so I was weighing up the different options because I want to see as most as I can, but I'll probably go back a couple times. I know, right?
You're not going to experience that on a ship.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it might be beneficial to do both, especially if you can do one in 1 day and then the cruise. And I think my cruise was like a 4 or 5 or 6 day. But like I said, it was great. It was just really, really, really neat.
That's cool.
We went in September. Mm-hmm. So the only time we were in warmer clothes, believe it or not, was when we left our port in Seattle. It was windy and rainy.
Yeah.
But when we got to Alaska, it was always, you know, 60, 70 degrees. It was never hot. It was never cold. So, you know, it was actually, you know, they obviously only cruise in the summer for obvious reasons. So it's really, if you go, you know, if you go a little bit later in the summer, it's actually perfect weather.
That's awesome. That's cool. That's so funny. I definitely want to do that. Probably in like a year or two, I'll probably do that. Cause you know, they were just coming out of COVID times as well when I was really looking things up. Yeah. So things are just finally getting back to normal around there. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. But,
so the opposite terrain is Virginia Beach. You got the beach and one in your day-to-day life, and then you get to experience iceberg.
I'm on the beach all the time. Afternoons, it's fun just to go hang out on the beach for a little bit. You know, grab some dinner, grab some sandwiches, go hang out. I go run on the beach. there all the time.
Making me jealous, man. Making me jealous.
Oh, man. Well, that was some good questions. I think got to know you a little bit more. I just have a few more questions for you. You already kind of answered this one. Like, looking back, what is one thing that you would have changed? Is there anything else that you might think of when starting up the initial business that you might have done a little differently?
Probably, like, get a little bit more experience with the social media. I've got to rely on my 18-year-old daughter to help me with that.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, again, a lot of it's biting the bullet, you know, with photo shoots and, you know, all the styling of the product when you take pictures and even videos. But, you know, again, being a startup, you don't really have the expertise or the not necessarily experience, because I did, you know, I majored in communications and worked in advertising, but I wasn't stylistic. I wasn't in charge of like the shoots themselves.
Yeah.
So probably just recruited some more help with that, and then getting more accustomed or better trained at the social media part. Cause that's, believe it or not, that's been a struggle for me as well. Cause I just, you know, I've got a presence, but sometimes I don't necessarily know exactly what I'm doing when I'm creating the video or when I'm, you know, so I think that would have been my only other probably do over.
Like I said,
getting the balls manufactured.
Don't feel bad. I consider myself pretty good at social media, and there's still so many new things and features that come out that I'm like, hold on, what is this? Like, I don't even know what this is doing now. Like, so there's a lot. Like, now, like,
yeah.
I think like maybe a few years ago, you could be like, oh, how's social media a full-time job? It's like, nowadays, there's so many outlets, so many things you got to do. Like, I could see how it could be a full-time job just to, like, make your brand present. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, like, when I started, Facebook was the thing as far as, you know, businesses and everything. Yeah. But now it's all TikTok. And that's another beast within itself,
yes,
as far as videos and what kind of account you have. So, you know, whether it's personal or business. So anyway, still learning but that's it. I think you know, again, biting the bullet and making more of an investment up front for those things.
Okay. That's good. Good. What are you, currently excited about for the business coming up? Anything new going on?
Well, like partnerships like this, you know, I always try to do something different. You know, I'm not like last year I relied on Instagram and Facebook. So this year I'm trying to rely more on partnerships like this. And then also, I know I've mentioned it a couple times, but I'm extremely excited to get the custom colors in, because at that point it truly is a finished product at that point. There's nothing more I can do. So I'm excited about that, and then excited to, you know, see what's out there with partnerships like this, and hopefully create ones where we can help each other out.
Yeah.
And, you know, market each other's product and you know, use each other's products and spread the word.
So. I like that. And like, you know, that's why I reached out to you, because I particularly like your game. I'm on the beach a lot. I like playing bocce. So playing something a little different, it's perfect. So I'm glad you made a product like this.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you're, I haven't sent you a set. Since you're sending me a tumbler, I'll send you a swash ball. I might wait till the custom colors come in, or maybe I'll.
Yeah, I want the custom colors. Wait till that.
Yes, all right. I can do that. Like I said, beach season may be over, but
yeah, you're fine.
If you're in Virginia Beach, you probably can play all the way up through whenever. So
yeah,
probably year round. I would expect.
Up till November. After that, we have like random hot days that you can go. If you really want to go, you can go. But and then spring is actually really cold. People say like, oh yeah, you're at the beach. It's like winter. It's like you have a long fall, but spring just lingers, and spring just makes it really. I don't like spring around here. It's still winter time.
I would have. You know what? I went to Hilton Head last week, and it was 72, and under an umbrella, it was cold because of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I didn't even touch the. Well, I didn't get in the water, but But it was cold. Yeah. If you weren't in the sun, it was cold. Yeah. So I can see what you're saying. And it wasn't even spring. So, you know, we went in mid-May. So.
Oh, man. Well, this has been great talking to you. I just have one more question for you. I think you might have already said it. I don't know if you have something else up your sleeve, but as a yard game entrepreneur, what is your quote or mantra that you're living by that gets you up and inspired and ready to sell swashball every single day?
Well, in addition to, you know, don't settle, I do like, you know, go big or go home. So,
yeah, so I like that too.
I'm in sales and I'm in sales. So, you know, I always try to make sure whoever I'm pitching, I'm talking to the decision maker. And that's kind of like go big or go home, because a lot of people don't want to make the effort to talk to the decision maker. A lot of people, you know, just don't even ask. And if you're not talking to the guy writing the checkbook or at least making the ultimate decision, you're wasting your time. So that's kind of my go big or go home. But then also, again, don't settle. Like, whether you're cutting grass or painting a wall or making a game, just make it your very best, because it is a reflection of you. And you know, if the game were to get whatever you do is a reflection. Your smile and how you approach life is a reflection of you, obviously. But in your day to day routine and activities in your job, you know, it's up to you. You got yourself to depend on. So, you know, don't half-ass anything. Go all out. So
yes, I love that. Don't half-ass it. And don't settle. Yeah, just good motivational. Right. Just yes, that's perfect. Ah, well, this has been good. I think got to know all about you, got to know all about the game, and I'm excited for it. And like I said, I'm on the beach all the time, and I play a ton of games on the beach, so people will ask me a ton of questions. So I like to say, like, hey, I chatted with the owner. He would love you. Awesome. Enjoy this game. You know, give him that contact information, because there's a ton of people out there on the beach. So I love it. I can't wait to get the rolling out there with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, man, I'll send you a set. I'll send you a set when it gets there. I was gonna say, I hate to miss beach season, but you being in Virginia Beach, we'll do it upright. Yeah. But send me through texting, or give me your address, and I'll make sure to send you one out when I get it.
Sounds good. Will do. And like I said, that's all I got for you. And we'll chat more later. All right.
All right, man. Kelvin, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yes, nice to meet you too. Peace.
All right, man. Take care. Yep. Bye.
That was Kevin, owner and operator of the game Swashball. Yes, Swashball takes bocce to a new level. So you get a set of bocce balls, but if you don't want to play bocce, you could turn it into a fun skee ball type game. A new challenge, something new to target where you're throwing the bocce balls at. Check them out. Links are in the show notes. You know, small time business right here. He's really trying to get this game out here, so show him some love. And I personally love that, since this game involves bocce. Love some bocce. Yes, guys, yes. As it is becoming summertime, there's some beach games. So if you guys are by the beach, yes, grab yourself a set. And I will be back with a lot more. There's a lot more. There's a yard games day coming. There's so many things happening right now. But check them out. Links are in the show notes. And it's perfect. Grab yourself a Tally Tumor while you play this game. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.